Time to get the best bets from Ron Duffacy on the final day of the Sydney Autumn Carnival, the all-age stakes and the champagne are the features. And Ron, as I say, good morning to you. I just had a look at the Sydney forecast. We're on a soft five at the moment at Royal at Randwick, but there is rain predicted today and somewhere between 4 and 20 mils tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the problem. I think if we get that, well, it is forecast probably more in the morning and into the day than overnight, which is worse. I think if we have one or two races when it's, you know, just that drizzling rain, it's always worse. So I'm a little concerned with the track conditions. I'm, you know, a bit apprehensive to wait and see what happens. So, you know, there's a big difference between 3 and 20. Mm. 3 we'll cope with, and 20 when the races are on is always a problem.
There's no doubt about that. Well, in the Champagne, Manal and Linebacker at least have proven themselves on wet ground. Who did you come up with in the Champagne?
Yeah, look, I'm going to stick with Manal. I just think she's just done everything right. She savages the line. You know, the slipper form has been the form going into the sires and elsewhere. So I just feel that she is one tough little filly. She'll relax off the speed here. She's a soft and heavy track winner of the sires. So I probably want to go her way, mainly because of the speed angle. Like, you got Linebacker and a Node there. Both go pretty aggressive. So I think it sets it up for a filly like her. She's had a few hard runs, but I don't think... I think she's pretty laid-back sort of a filly who copes with racing well. So I'm going to go with Manal.
Yeah, okay. Do you think we'll get better than 2:30?
Don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I could see support specking for a few, so I'm saying we might. Linebacker's got a big rap on him, and he bolted in, obviously, in that heavy track at his debut. And then I think horses like Broadsiding, if we do get a wet track, they love these wet, and I don't blame them, backup horses on wet track. And his last 50 metres the other day was outstanding with a horse with timing. And even a horse like Fearless will have support there.
So Manal, which would almost get her over the line if she did win the Champagne, the two-year-old of the year honours between her and Lady of Camelot. The other group one's the all-aged. Espiona, $3.90. Sunshine in Paris, $4.80. Southport Tycoon, $6. But it doesn't end there. Who have you come up with on top?
Yeah, this is different. This is a real contest. I am a little nervous with the TJ Smith form. Heavy track, bunch finish. So I'm looking for different form lines here. I'm very confident that I don't want a wet heavy track, but I'm very confident he's way over the odds private eye. I think they may have just got put into a false insecurity as a sprinter when he runs so well on an Everest. The facts are that he should have won a Stradbroke. He's won at a mile, and I just think he wants that little bit further where he can get into his rhythm. So to think a horse with his abilities, $9 here, I have to be on him. I just think his trial since his last run was great, so you know he's in order. Good racehorse, good price, so it's a good bet, I say. I think the danger Southport Tycoon, with another one, different form, but strong form. We know the Australian Guineas form's great. And I love the fact that Kieran Maher's just giving him two lovely Sydney trials just to get him focused this way around. So I'm going to avoid, to a certain extent, the TJ Smith form and say private eye to beat Southport Tycoon.
Right, I don't mind that. Where do we go for your good things or your most confident plays?
Yeah, he's well back now. He's I really like Tannhauser in race number 4. I was hoping better odds, but I've just been waiting patiently for this horse to Chris to put this horse at 2,000 metres, and he finds it at the right time after two improved runs. I think he's a really nice horse. Could even be a Queensland Derby horse, I think. So timing's right. I don't think it wets any problem after he's run on the heavy there 2 weeks ago. So I think he's the bet of the day, Tannhauser. And as long as we don't get any worse than slow, I think he's a great gamble, private eye.
Yep, okay. What will you be doing with Jimmy Starr in race 9?
I hope they oppose him. I think the race sets up really well. We've got two mad leaders here. I know a star Winchat. So I think he can slot in behind, and Coin Toss as well. So I think he can slot in behind Recover and a total Forgive at Newcastle. He just was a walking race and he got shuffled back on the rail. So I'm happy to go with Jimmy Starr there from the stable mates, the Wallop here. I think he's trained up the run well, Waterford, and World's going well. But, yeah, I'm happy to jump aboard Jimmy Starr.
Who do you think wins the Quokka?
The Quokka, I think the horse there should be more talk about is Bella Nipotina. I think she's going really well. We know she's a Group 1 mare. And I know possibly she's better on softer tracks, but her dry track form's good as well. So twist my arm there. I'm going to say that she's the one to beat, to Bella Nipotina, but a great race.
Good on you, Ron. Enjoy it. Fingers crossed that rain doesn't come during the day.
Yeah, let's hope so. Thanks, Michael.
Ron Duffersey with his look at Sydney.